Dominic, it's a win, but it was closer than maybe you thought.
Yeah, you know, it's a win, and that's the main thing about it. It doesn't matter how you win. I always say it, Man United beat Crawley 1-0 in the FA Cup, and that to me was a win. So whether it was won by one wicket or one run, we won the game. But there's obviously certain things that we've got to get right. And, you know, we're going to sit down and we're going to sort out how we can get better because, you know, we haven't had a good championship game against Nottinghamshire. We've come into this, we've set up a great game. Three quick wickets and then we just sat back, and that's what we can't do as a side, especially against champions like Warwickshire, who know how to play this game, who know how to bat all the way through the order, and we've just got to make sure that we're up for every occasion, and we just sat off a little bit, which I didn't like.
10 needed off two balls. Your penultimate delivery goes for six. What was going through your mind?
Look, it happens. It didn't quite come out right. It was a length ball. And if it had gone for four, look, that's cricket. You know, I would have been absolutely disappointed because I'd have let the side down more than myself. I know as the years that I've played, and you know as playing, that sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong. And the last ball was right. And it's worked. We've got to win. And that's what we wanted.
You got a lot of runs on the board, didn't you? 274. You must have been pleased with that.
Yeah, we did. And I think if you look at it, we could have got more. You know, we got certain players who got in and got out. Johan Myberg played beautifully, but I'm sure he'd be disappointed getting 60 and getting out. And again, James Vince, 38. He's got to go on and get that big innings, because I think when you've seen us dominate any game in the one-day form, we've had guys who've gone on and get big scores, and we've got to do that. 274 is a great, great score, and we've been able to defend it. But I think we should have got 320, and then it would have been impossible to get, and we'd have probably beat them a little bit more easier.
And your score was helped with 24 off the last over, Neil McKenzie, which in the end proved the difference between the two sides.
Absolutely, and we had to make a gamble because we played an extra bowler. You know, we left out Benny Howell and brought in Chris Wood, and it worked. And that was mainly because we were a bit worried of fitness and certain players. They played the extra batsman, we played the extra bowler. We just scraped through.
And Simon Jones, four wickets there?
Yeah, very good. Very happy for him. Obviously disappointed he was after the Durham game. Bowled beautifully in the first innings and then obviously got that little groin strain. And he's came in today, live on Sky, bowled high 80s, early 90s miles an hour. Bowled with pace, bowled with aggression. We all know what Simon Jones is like. We just hope and pray that he can do it for the season.
The Darren Maddy and Ricky Clark partnership in the middle there for Warwickshire put you under a bit of pressure, didn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's what one day cricket is all about, and that's what makes this game really, really exciting, because it ebbs and flows. No one really dominates any form. You know, we got off to a good start, they pegged it back, then we finished off well. We got off to a good start, then they pegged us back, and then we eventually got through. That's one day cricket. So yeah, it was a bit of a toothache at times, and difficult when myself and Neil McKenzie are dropping catches that you'd catch in your back garden, but no, you know, that's life. It happens. You've got to get on with it.